Now more than ever, the border is a hot potato for Arizona politicians. Christopher Conover will look at some developments that arose this week from having a controversial issue like immigration precede an election season.
The border is always political, but in recent days, politicians on both sides of the aisle have gotten into the act. President Barack Obama announced the deployment of 1,200 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was pleased to hear about the troops from the president, but she told a joint meeting of two congressional committees that when more troops and border agents arrive in Arizona, they need to be well-placed.
Yes, we have seen an increase in assets along the I-19 corridor in the Nogales area. When you're out in Cochise County, the area where Bill Krentz was murdered, you can drive for hours, literally at a time, and not see a Border Patrol agent now. And for those individuals who are on the border directly, with the violence that's spilling over, and I encourage members to actually read the documentation put together about the narco traffickers, what we are up against. We are outmanned, we're outgunned, we're out-resourced. And we honor and we are so pleased that the president has committed National Guard troops now to the southwest border. The issue is, where are those troops going to go?
Bill McDonald is a rancher in Cochise County. In fact, his neighbor was Robert Krentz, the rancher who was killed earlier this year. McDonald was in Washington to tell members of Congress what needs to be done so far as border enforcement is concerned.
Immigration reform I had high hopes for. I don't know when that's going to happen, actually get a bill through that would do more good than harm. But there's no debate about what the federal government's responsibility is. And on behalf of those who live near the border, I respectfully request that the federal government do its job now, secure the border, protect our citizens from foreigners who enter and mean to do us harm.
Asking the federal government to do its job and secure the border is a popular theme with state and local lawmakers. However, that's not keeping various Arizona politicians from coming up with their own plans. State Treasurer Dean Martin, who's running for governor, has formed a fund for the public to donate to so the state can secure the border.
So Representative Goodall and myself, we went through and created this fund through the Speaker of the House's office that allows the members of the public to donate directly into this fund for the purposes of constructing barriers along our southern border, both the fence and vehicle barriers.
There's not much of Arizona that isn't covered by the border wall. According to the Border Patrol, the Tucson sector covers a little more than 260 miles from the Arizona-New Mexico border to Yuma. Of that 260 miles, the wall covers 210 miles. Officials with the Border Patrol say the unfenced area is rough terrain, which provides a natural barrier, or it's unfeasible, to build the wall there. However, in testimony in front of that congressional committee, Congresswoman Giffords said fences are only so good.
But the thing is that people cut the fence. They go over the fence, they'll go under the fence, they'll go through the fence. So without anyone actually watching the fence and being able to respond when someone goes through the fence, it's really like actually having no fence at all. All you need is a good, blowtorch or some sort of shears to cut through the fence.
Money collected in the fund announced by Treasurer Martin could also be used to pay for Arizona National Guard troops to patrol the border.
And so paying for a National Guard deployment is relatively inexpensive from a state funding perspective. You could put 3,000 Arizona National Guard troops on the border for a year, for about $65 million. That's according to a retired DOD planner that I had go through the plan that I'm looking at. So for $65 million a year, we can deploy 3,000 troops. That's a lot of money to you and me, but for a state that's spending $10 billion, that's really small. It's a rounding error at some of these agencies.
Martin is not alone in announcing a border plan. Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard, who is also running for governor, announced the launch of a new border crime unit, which will be based in Tucson. The money for the new unit is the result of a multi-million-dollar settlement with Western Union regarding cross-border money transfers to Mexican drug cartels.
Through that money and those resources, we have coordinated the efforts between all the border states, Texas, New Mexico, California, and Arizona, to be able to focus on border crime using state and local resources.
Governor Jan Brewer also announced that her office has a fund where the public can send donations. That fund is to cover legal costs associated with defending Senate Bill 1070. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.